www.rclalq.qc.ca.
Join us on Thursday, December 15th at La Sotarena for a community concert featuring performances by Johnny Void and Ida Toninato, a duo of Joseph Sanacandro and Stefan Christoph presenting La Lumière du Soleil dans un semi-sous-sol, a trio, Esther Boldage, Nicolas de Cross, and Alessandro Garino, taking place December 15th, La Sotarena, 4848 Saint Laurent. Doors 8 p.m., music 9. Pre-sale $12, $15 at the door. This show is co-presented by Everyday Ego, Howell Arts, and CKUT. See you there.
Good evening and welcome to the December 8th edition of Droma Text. Tonight on the show, we'll present the 2001 recording of Nick Tosches entitled Fuck the Living, Fuck the Dead. It was presented in the George Pompidou Center in Paris. Tosches was an American journalist, novelist, biographer, poet. He lived from 1949 to 2019. He produced a number of extraordinary works of poetry, including titles like Cut Numbers, Trinities, In the Hand of Dante, Me and the Devil, and several extraordinary discs, Blue Eyes and Exit Wounds with Herbert Selby Jr., Nick and Homer, Fuck the Living, Fuck the Dead, which we will hear now, and For the Taking, Volume 1 from Caldia, and Autohagiography with Austin Bruckner, which was put out in 2018. So without further ado, here's Fuck the Living, Fuck the Dead by Nick Tosches.
Before I begin, I just want to announce that the esteemed management of this establishment has asked me to encourage all of you to smoke at will. To perform any unhealthy deed you choose. To laugh or to commit suicide, because I am not the mop-up man. Now that I have pleased the president of the Centre Pompidou, I speak and tell of myself. Please feel free to move more closely to the stage. Be neither ashamed for my sake, nor afraid for your own to look on me. For beneath this mortal shell lie heart and soul just like your own. I refuse to live on charity or secluded from society, and I receive no money for my appearance here. My sole income is derived from the sale of these miniature Bibles, which, though barely larger than a matchbox, contain every word of old and new. A quarter, 4 bits, a dollar bill, Let the wise man's words guide your giving. Here, but for the grace of God, go you. I have 7 perfectly formed brothers and sisters. In fact, unlike the others with whom I share this stage, I was not born to life this way. Until the age of 7, the sun did smile down upon me as upon all others. That was when I entered this very room beneath the crossroads of the world. It was my dear father who took me here for edification, enlightenment, amusement, those same eternal enticements that bring you yourselves to stand before me on this day. We saw the docks trained fleas and the elephant-skinned lady, Carl the Frog Boy, the man from World War III, John Dillinger's death mask, the Lord's Prayer on the head of a pin, and more. There, to your right, you'll see a shuttered door to a room now sealed. That door long ago stood open, and by it stood a sign, a feast for the eyes, 2 bits. I could not imagine what awaited within, but my dear father knew only too well. It's not for us, pal, it's not for us. Some days later, I returned, alone in sinful stealth with my 2 bits. And my eyes, yes, upon her they did feast. She who had no name and who walked with her face behind her. Thenceforth, lust, like a succubus, grew within me, then blossomed forth from me. The hideous stillborn twin you now see hanging from my side. Look at it long, look at it hard. This is the true face of personal growth. 7 times we married her. She upon whom my eyes did feast, she who had no name. It was to feed the stillborn twin. That's it, miss. Step right up. Don't be afraid. Touch it if you will. Some nerves near our shared veins still live. Merci beaucoup and all that shit. It's like, I don't know who reads philosophy these days because since Heidegger, they all suck. But this is called My Kind of Loving. And here it goes, okay? What is it with you people who don't understand the senseless slaughter of animals? What is it with you people who don't want to wear fur? I want to fuck you in fur. Kill me a Kennedy. That's my idea of foreplay. Bring me his fucking pig-faced mickhead on a silver platter. No, wait. Better yet, Ainsley makes these plates, 22 karat gold and blue cobalt. Fuck the silver, bring me his head on one of those. Wear your diamond seam stockings, 25 grand a pair. I don't give a fuck. Special shoes from Brazil. I'll see you there, baby. I'll see you there. Sette pour Alvare. I walked with the coward Christ into the desert beyond defiance. He spoke of the properties of certain stones, not as one expounding might, but as one summoning, uneasily, unsurely, what once had been held clear in mind and close to heart, but long had been let go. Green basalt, lapis, syenite, these are the stones whose natures can be made to govern the winds that deliver, one to good, one to bad, one to darkness, one to light. Red jasper, hematite. The demon stones, therein seek the dividers of destinies in their wrath. Carnelian, schist, as breeze to soul, one to the other, and on until his words were done. At the end of 40 days and the end of 40 nights, I turned away and took him. Little Christianity never hurt nobody. Without breeze, and having forsaken all wisdom, and knowing no poem or human soul can save me, I lie myself down and await whatever God bears mercy and power in measure. Eternal stranger, bear me. Eternal stranger, rise. Eternal stranger, bear me. Eternal stranger, rise. I give myself to you who gather the pieces of me. This little piece I actually wrote for a publication in France. They asked various characters from around the world to give their reflections on youth. That's when I realized I was really over the hill, once they ask you to do that. But here it goes. For many years, I felt that my youth had been wasted. I spent my adolescence drinking, taking dope, robbing you, and fucking around. When I could have been learning to fluently read Sappho and Thomas Mann in the original. But while I still feel that it would be wonderful to fluently read Sappho and Thomas Mann in the original, I no longer feel that my youth was wasted. For with age comes the wisdom that it all comes down to ashes in the end. Mary Bernard's rendering of Sappho, along with what little Greek I possess. William Trask's rendering of Thomas Mann's De Betrogene. These are enough for me, one, such as myself, who long ago was written off for dead. My youth, as I see it now, was spent as it should have been. I am alive, and as I write this, the pleasant morning of the vast blessing of another day, another breath flows through me. I want now to learn to do the tango so that I can dance in style on the graves of those of my peers, dropping dead around me like flies who lived their youths and their lives properly and salubriously. Mens sana in corpore sano, they say, but a sound mind in a sound body is but a plain and pretty flower in a plain and pretty vase. The world is full of such parlor pieces. Fuck them and prepare thy dancing shoes. For having survived my youth and all that followed, I now enjoy the gentler madness to whose shore I have been delivered, and I look forward to tangling in the graveyard with you, my darling, or over you. I pray to a memory. I kneel before a weathered steel. I invoke the stars of an ancient blessing. I utter the names of phantoms. I carry within me the soul of the savioress. I know the way to the sea. I open tombs. I seek the air. I know the colors of breath. Looking down that day, the two old brothers who lived in the mountain woods saw it and they told of it, as did the woman gathering rosemary from the scrub. How Don Dario Cella, temebilissimo e temetissimo, killer of men and killer of beasts, walking the familiar, narrow, winding pass, beyond and high above Faraglione in the late calm afternoon, was startled, frightened, by a butterfly fluttering softly near his eye, and thus lost ground, and from the craggy pass fell, screaming, to his death, down to the cliff, to the black sea rocks below. Behold me, Ptolemy, who once was capable of love, but now am not. Know that on the eve of the celebration of your birth, when I slew and severed into many our son, I did unto him else besides, and blessed him too. And the gods smiled down as they do now upon me. Ptolemy, who once did live, but now did not. I spent much of last year in the Vatican studying so that I could write a new novel, because I'm very obsessive about historical details. And while I was there, they made me a doctor. And while I had always been much more of a paganist than a Christian, it did get one to thinking. And out of this one night came this, if you're lenient, you may call it a poem. If you're insane like myself, you may call it wisdom. And if you're bored, you may call it a piece of shit. But it's called A Cigarette with God. And this is a true story, whether you believe it or not. The big terrace gates of glass and heavy wrought iron are open, and the delicate white curtains caress their outward parting in rhyme with the sweet chill breeze that comes and goes. From where I lie on my side in bed in the big vaulted room, looking out, the shadows of the great domes and spires amid the soft, slow stirring shadows of the midnight clouds are like a suite of silent cellos whose movements are shadow and darkness themselves, and all of the luxuriant melancholy that dwells therein. My rectum does not hurt as I had always believed it would. Instead, I feel there only a comfortable warmth, so strange, so new, and yes, so pure. A star appears amid night, the shadows in the black of night. Each star a soul, as Plato said, each star a soul. I light a cigarette, not believing what has happened, but knowing that it has. I breathe smoke toward the night, the infinity, the eternity that lies beyond the open window gates, transfixed by the lone distant star, wondering whose soul it is. Could I have one of those? He seems mildly amused that I smoke alternately, somewhat randomly, from two different packs, Rothman Blue and Camel Regular. Filter or non-filter, I ask. Non-filter, he says. I turn to give him the cigarette. He places it between his lips, awaits the flame from my cheap plastic lighter. Can I ask you a question, I say? His eyes close to the darkness, and his chest seems to move with a sort of tired and forlorn laughter. It never fails, he says. 7,000 fucking years, I've been trying to have one single cigarette in peace, and it never fails. Something, somebody. 7,000 fucking years. And it never fails. 7,000 fucking years, I say? They didn't have fucking cigarettes 7,000 fucking years ago. Yeah, right, he said. They didn't have fucking cigarettes 7,000 fucking years ago. I mean, look, I laid it all down here to bloom forth from the bosom of the earth. From garlic to saffron, from opium poppies to tobacco, I laid it all down. I gotta tell you, buddy, you got some pretty slow movers in your crew. He took one deep drag, and in that drag, there seemed to lie more fulfillment than the sum of all dreams. He flicked the long ash of this long drag into the ashtray on the night table at his side of the bed. So what's the question? Okay, there was Adam, and then there was Eve, right? He sighed. Yeah, all right, metaphysically speaking, there was Adam, then there was Eve. Hey, look, let's forget about this metaphysically speaking shit. Just talk straight. Oh, don't get me started on this genetic code bullshit. Like I say, 10,000 years to figure out a tobacco plant, and 10 minutes later, these same fucking momos think they got figured out the origin of life and the fucking universe in one fell swoop. So, yeah, okay, there was Adam, then there was Eve. Then you got mad. They wanted to taste wisdom, and you got mad. Taste wisdom? Give me a break. Whoever got wisdom from eating a fucking apple? So why'd you get mad? He shot me a look that seemed to say, "Watch it, pal. My love and my wrath are forever wed." Then he gently spoke. Why did I get mad? That's my fucking business. But why was your anger eternal? Why have you doomed to death all who since have lived? Well, he said, still softly, I am going to grant you a great blessing by not answering that. For your soul, no one's soul, could withstand the blow of the truth of that answer. Then, almost consolingly, he spoke again. Besides, look at it this way. Where would you all fit if you lived without end? You would not have room to breathe. I mean, this crew of yours can't really believe it's getting out of this fucking joint. Can't really believe it's going to, what's that phrase that's oh so dear to your little hearts, colonize the universe? My rectum now begins to itch, begins to burn. Let me try one of those Rustines. I hand him one, light it for him. Almighty, I mutter to myself, creator of heaven and earth, can't even come up with his own fucking smokes. He grubs. I never carry, he says plainly. Just one more question. He takes the cigarette from his mouth, looks at it, and laughs as before, but with an undertow of low, daunting sound. Shoot, he says. And there is in his voice at once a love that is supreme, an indulgence that is supreme, and an air of some vast and unknowable thing that is most supreme of all. You are the God of vengeance. He responds with a slow, reflective nod that seems less a response to my words than a deepening entry into that unknowable thing that is most supreme of all, that unknowable thing that emanates from him, that is him, even as he enters into it. So then, I say, why would the Almighty God of vengeance send down as the incarnation of his only begotten Son, a Lord of forgiveness and love. I mean, I give unto you a new commandment, love one another. At this, the laughter in his gut and the sigh from his lips are of long resigned forbearance. And he waves his hand slowly, tiredly before him in like manner, which might be or might be mistaken for a gesture of gentle disgust. Once again he sighs, and he slowly shakes his head as his hand completes its weary arc. Then, with a murmur of laughter, in a voice as strong as the sea and as tender as the dew of the first dawn that ever was, kids, he says, fucking kids. This is my way of saying merci beaucoup to all of you who have come, and it's a prayer in your honor. I don't know who can read Greek and Latin and medieval Italian all at once, but it sounds good. Here you go. Aura sacra nel lago del cor. May what has been given us, this tidal sigh of breath, give life in turn to what lies in us, unimagined, holy, and waiting to be born. Louis remembered what the Coptic guy said. If you bring forth what is within you, what you bring forth will save you. If you do not bring forth what is within you, per se, what you do not bring forth will destroy you. As I said before, I was in the Vatican to study this these ancient manuscripts for this novel about Dante that takes place simultaneously in the year 1320 and in this moment. And it's good I didn't show them the first line of the book, which is one sentence. And the first line of the book is, I don't even know if it's light enough out there to read the beautiful translation of Julia Dornay, but Louis pulled off his bra and threw it down upon the casket.
Do you want me to play the little part?
Like a poisoning of the gills, a disease of breath and soul, it seizes. Nothing, the end. An imperception, a fluttering, a susurrus at first, then slow devouring, emptiness made all. And in the gaping dead of its ascendance, yellow mist, all that has been conquered rises, and all that has been won is lost, and the power is gone, and the might is gone, and the right is gone, and the dream is gone, and the chambered shell is broken, and the breeze dies, and the scent of the spirit is the scent of Carrion, and the rhythm and meter, sweet God's fairest rhyme, the wave and tide of self go down, ad nihil to dwell, to grope in Erebos, to be drained of marrow, bereft, to lose the color and earthly pulse, the form of that sacred thing, mysterium tremendum, that was the beast of life itself, to go from sinew and strength to burrowing translucence, to no shame and to no fear, to have the sea turn to sorrow, or worse, to shadow, is to grasp the truth that to betray one's nature is to be betrayed in turn. I don't usually stand up this long, that's why I don't go to banks, but right now, I'll be back in a little bit, and I want to introduce two beautiful friends of mine, one whom is more active while she performs than I. And anyway, fuck introductions, Patti Smith and Oliver Ray, and I'll see you in a few minutes.
This little song, Wild Leaves, I wrote for my friend Robert Mapplethorpe's 41st birthday. And so it's a little song for me. Oh, sorry.
Come si dice che?
Could you give me my lip? Sorry. Okay, I got it. Ooh. Robert would be very mad at me right now.
Wild leaves are falling, falling to the ground. Every leaf a moment, a light upon the crown. And we'll all be wearing in a time unbound. Falling, falling to the ground. Every word that's spoken, every sad decree, broken, every golden deed, all the parts we're playing, binding as the reed, and wild leaves are falling, wild, wild leaves.
I am he who wore the cloak that gives light in darkness and that unites the goddesses who are in me by means of the magic that is in my mouth. My fallen enemy who was with me in the valley will not be raised up, and I am content. I abhor the eastern land. I will not enter the place of destruction. None shall bring me offerings of what the gods detest, for I pass into the Milky Way, whence I did come.
All we knew, spirits that are mentioned from a time
my death was granted yesterday. I have returned today. I have gone forth in my own shape. A path has been made for me. I have gone out into the day against my enemy, for I have power over him. I am the possessor of blood on the day of my coming into being. I am the possessor of knives, and I will not be robbed. My enemy shall not be taken from me. I will eat him upon the altar. You too, baby. My soul is bound to the sky that you shall never touch. Be still, and you will hear them. The names of the six powers of death who bring every sickness upon every person, who bring every soul forth from every body. Fuck the living.
Wild, wild leaves.
fuck the dead. Fuck this world and all that lies beyond. I am here to sink my canine teeth into your thigh until the blood runs like lace down your leg. I am here to tell you that we can reign in hell now and be granted heaven later by raping and desecrating the corpse of this dead culture. I am here to tell you that in stealing this one breath which we now share, we have looted the tomb of the all.
Nick Tashi.
And you were listening to Nick Tachez and his recording, the entirety of his recording, Fuck the Living, Fuck the Dead, recorded at the Georges Pompidou Center. Coming up on CKUT 90.3 on the FM dial, we'll hear some of the work of Ivy from his album entitled Sermé de Patience. We'll hear four or five cuts.
C'est étrange de voir un peuple qui refuse son propre devenir. Son propre devenir. C'est assez étrange.
Mon pays.
C'est assez étrange.
Mon pays, ce n'est pas un pays.
L'hiver,
c'est pas une saison. L'enfer, c'est qu'il est pavé de bonnes intentions. Quand je suis prêt à tout faire pour vendre ma nation. Et face à lui-même, mon pays fait carême. Il a beau faire attention, il y a trop de poids pour ses ambitions. Mais fidèle au sang de Gaulois qui coule dans ses veines. On dirait que juste quand il boit, qu'il aboie. Quelle veine! Sans jamais mordre personne au final. Et s'il montre des dents, c'est pour sourire amical. Une tape dans le dos, une joke dans le dos. Bonne gang, tu sais, se moque même des Français. Mais qu'est-ce que tu veux, un Français? Ça reste un Français, même 200 ans après, sous la botte des Anglais. Ça se croit différent, parfaite référence. Esprit indépendant, pourtant indépendance. Mon pays, ce n'est pas un pays.
C'est l'hiver.
L'hiver, c'est une saison.
L'enfer,
c'est quand on me dit quoi faire dans ma propre maison. Pour apprendre à me taire.
Et c'est assez étrange de voir la peur fonctionnait encore. C'est assez étrange.
Fait que mon pays, c'est ça. Des cabanes au Canada. Le loup-garou qui l'ouvre grand à l'opéra. L'auto qui est un char qu'on parque ici, t'es là. Des chums qui parlent fort, un peu comme Charles Labois. Puis aussi, mon pays, c'est Lynn Dion qui inonde les ondes de par le monde. C'est les frites, frites imbibées de grévé. Puis le fromage en crotte qui vient tout aggraver. Mon pays, à tête d'orignal sur le top bout, vante sa gastronomie de fast-food. Il spogne le bake sur statu quo. Il foire les breaks quand ça roule trop. Mon pays, c'est pas un pays.
C'est l'hiver.
L'hiver, c'est pas une saison.
L'enfer,
c'est d'être locataire de son propre salon. Inapproprié, inappropriétaire. Emporté par la chienne, ancêtre et parka. S'il faut qu'on s'en souvienne, je me demande bien pourquoi. Retourner à la terre, satisfaire aux clichés, alors qu'on vend aux enchères ce qu'on a défriché. Bon, mon pays, je sais, c'est plus que ça. C'est les petits matins que le Félix éclaire. Printemps érable, l'été des Indiens. Les gens qui sont capables de s'indigner sans rien, sans jamais rien demander en échange. C'est des changements en jachère, de la lumière sur les champs. Mon pays, c'est presque seul qu'il sait semer. Mais aura-t-il germé avant les grandes gelées?
car je l'ai déjà dit.
Dans le Canada.
Je sais pas.
En tout cas.
J'ai de la crème dans mes haies, des airs qui s'effoirent, et je suis changé en chicochetane, puis je le fais voir. J'ai besoin de trois rivières, faire l'amour ici. Toi t'étais chaude hier, seras super chaude aujourd'hui. On y va-tu, moi je sais pas d'où c'est qui vient ce pronom-là. Du pas tout, ben des pots de vin, je sais pas, je suis pas né grammairien. Je suis pas né pour un petit pain, tu peux bien venir me chicaner. Dire que je suis tombé dans plein avec mon français magané. Mais tu sais quoi, dès que j'ouvre le bec, quoi, on sait tout de suite que je suis québécois. Quoi, quoi, quoi. Appel H que je compose, des pitounes de mots que j'arrache à l'ubac des choses. Je monte et régis chaque honnestrie. La langue, je la mange comme le gamache d'Anticosti. Quand tous les beaux seront en orbite, y'a peut-être une chance, les Montréalais, ben ça joue, ils habitent. Qu'on ait les jarrets noirs, les dollars ou leur antique dépôt. On est riche d'histoire et pas de tout repos, faut faire avec. Dès que j'ouvre le bec, on sait que je viens du Québec. Abitibi, de squatter Témiscouata, de rouler la Gaspésie dans un dirou, un Noranda, en campagne, dans les villes, le citoyen le sait-il. On est mieux réunis sur le dos des États-Unis, car il faut Longueuil pour que Charles voie. Doigté pour glisser l'anneau d'hier, se sentir à sa guenille, suffisamment fier de jaser à contre-courant de l'Amérique du Nord. Mais je suis comme toi, nous sommes fait quoi? Mais je fais avec, après tout, moi je viens du Québec. C'est notre fenêtre sur le monde. Tirez pas les rideaux de peur que jamais on réponde. 300 millions de gens le parlent à chaque seconde. Mais Québécois, Québécois, on est où sur la map monde, mon chum? Réalise, le fleuve est à toi. Et souviens-toi, ma chum, réalise, le fleuve est à toi. Et souviens-toi, et ta devise, please. Donne un bon coup, partage. Laisse la honte s'envoler, venir la volonté. Déterre les munitions, la détermination. L'arsenal est nécessaire à toute élocution. Et puis, porte-parole si l'on veut te museler. Arrange-toi qu'elle s'envole au-dessus de la mêlée. Car la muse est ailée, plus ailée qu'un flic des stupes. Et fait sans râler des centaines d'heures sup. T'as hérité de la témérité, ce qui t'a mérité les propos dépité de ceux que t'as hérité. Ha ha! Prends note, personne n'est au-dessus des lois. Sauf ceux qui les votent et les Robins des Bois. Alors courage, donne un bon coup, partage. Laisse la peur s'envoler, venir la volonté.
De la même manière que t'as de l'émotion, authentique et sincère, allie, insère ta passion, et puis affiche ton amour si on veut le voiler. Arrange-toi qu'il se voit le point levé, car la muse est ailée, plus ailée qu'un flic des stupes. Et fais sans râler des centaines d'heures sup. N'enfile pas de gants, y'a rien à ton épreuve. L'amour est un ouragan de force neuve, l'œil ouvert sous la pluie du désir. Allez, va vers ta dernière chance de le saisir. Et courage, donne un bon coup. Et partage. Laisse la nuit sur place, déjà elle s'efface. S'allume soudain la lumière du matin, et les ténèbres n'y peuvent rien. Alors déploie ta vision si on veut la dissimuler. Arrange-toi qu'elle dévoile les dessous de la mêlée. Car ta muse est ailée, plus ailée qu'un flic des stupes. Elle fait sans râler des centaines d'heures sup. L'image et le langage du cœur engageant la sensation. Laisse le vieil ego se perdre en tergiversation. Dans son labo d'intenses négociations, celle son manque d'imagination. Alors elle, le courage de ta vision, de ton amour, de ta parole. Elle, le courage de ta vision, de ton amour, de ta parole, ta vision,
ton amour,
ta parole,
ton amour,
ta vision,
ton amour,
ta parole,
ton amour,
ta vision,
ton amour,
ta parole,
ton amour,
ta vision,
ton amour,
ta parole,
ton amour.
Courage, donne un bon coup et surtout, partage.
Tu ne bouges pas, tu restes là. Attends-tu qu'on fasse un plat de ton cas? Qu'au pire, on te rassure sur ton état. Te tâte les paumes, te flatte les tempes et tempe ta viande de 3A. Puis qu'on palpe l'ossature en s'inquiétant de ta température. Fait beau, fait chaud, vaut mieux en rire. Tu veux qu'on cherche à t'attendrir, mais ça, y'a que les bouchers que ça intéresse. Gratter jusqu'au sol, il laisse. Sucer la moelle, jouer dans le grand. Ensuite, ben, ils te laisseront là, 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 dépecé, désossé, insensé. À quoi t'as pensé? Tu ne bouges plus, tu dis que c'est plus la peine. T'attends que l'élan te reprenne, que se relâche, ressort et qu'on sort, que la cadence reparte sur le temps fort. Au quart de tour, aucun détour, attends-tu que claque le tic-tac du retour, que la mécanique enfin déclic en un cliquetis extatique. Mais ça, y'a que l'horloger qui ferait ce qui se doit en te remontant entre ses doigts. Tu serais bien avancé, tu crois? Moi je dis pas plus que la dernière fois. N'en fais pas une, n'en fais pas une maladie. Prends-moi comme des os, me fasse les poches. Je hausse les épaules pour tout reproche. Je regarde les gens dans les yeux, je leur souris malicieusement. Je n'entends plus régner sur l'impasse, tant pis que les gens passent, me passent dessus. Je n'en ai cure, j'ai bon dos d'âne bien sûr. Et si leur char est bas de châssis, tant mieux qu'ils restent assis sur leur complaisance dure. Moi je carbure à une autre essence, sans souci, si, si.
C'est pas une maladie.
Show pour le Monstone. Vous écoutez Show pour le Monstone sur les ondes de CKUT 90.3 FM. Nous sommes jeudi le 8 décembre, il est 21h. Vous allez passer cette première heure de Show pour le Monstone avec moi, François Letourneau, et à 22h, Nicolas Terrien prendra la relève. Pour ce qui est des 60 premières minutes de l'émission, nous allons écouter 4 paires de pièces, c'est-à-dire 2 pièces par artiste, à l'exception de ce que vous entendez présentement, la pièce « 60s Out of Tune » de Dataside. On va seulement entendre une pièce de Dataside, mais elle dure 13 minutes, donc presque une double pièce. Et juste pour être sûr, je l'ai coupé en deux et je vais remettre le reste de la pièce plus loin dans l'émission. Donc, on respecte presque le concept. Je vous donne tout de suite la liste des pièces qui vont être jouées.